Tuesday, May 18th, began with my second cup of coffee with the Peter Hurds on the Truman balcony discussing Lyndon's portrait. My main interest this year is achieving some of the physical things that will set Lyndon's place in history. He will make his own record, good or bad, but to preserve it, some things must be done. One I want is a good portrait. Most of all I want, the establishment of the library, and that is up to the University of Texas at present. Third, and this is small, I want the little boyhood home in Johnson City to be well done and to be a success. I think it is. Mr. Hurd and his charming wife, Henriette, sister of Andrew Wyeth, and I talked about the difficulties, how many sittings. We all decided it would be ideal if it could be done at the ranch, the dining room with its huge picture window, a north light, would be the best place for sittings. Maybe 2 hours a day, preferably the morning. I played it hard about the difficulties it would be encountered with our sitter. Many of his own personality, more of the job he holds. Then I arranged for special tours for those guests of ours who hadn't seen the second floor, or perhaps not gone over the staterooms as closely as they'd like. The Goldbergs, the Gibsons, any of the Texans who could, and of course the Hurds. But the most important thing on my day was the beginning of the ABC project, which I hope will speak to the whole country and sow some seeds of interest in nationwide beautification. I've never been more scared of anything or felt less confident or competent to undertake it. So we began it in the easiest way, walking around on the south grounds of the White House, telling Mr. Secondary about the President's Park, how it has grown since the days of Thomas Jefferson, trees that the presidents have planted to remember them by, from John Quincy Adams in 1826 through Lyndon Johnson in 1964. I had my refresher with our wonderful gardener, Mr. Williams. I leave here thinking he's one of my best friends, and then rushed to the Rose Garden late for an announcement that Lyndon was making to an assembled group of newspaper people and poverty program people about grants to Project Head Start. Over 1,600 grants to form about 9,500 preschool centers that will serve 375,000 children this summer for 8 weeks, 5- and 6-year-olds, to make them better material to work with when school opens in the fall. Very wisely, they were on the steps leading down into the Rose Garden behind Lyndon, 4 of the children who are going to be enrolled in the Head Start programs, youngsters with their mothers, 1 from Gum Springs, Virginia. I'm glad we haven't forgotten the rural areas. Several of the volunteer mothers, and Sergeant Shriver, the best salesman in town, to explain about it when Lyndon had finished his own speech to any of the newspaper people who wanted to ask questions. One thing they expect to discover among these 375,000 children are 100,000 eye difficulties, and this is what Lucy is interested in. I hope her work equals her interest, and I think it will. Lyndon, who was entitled to be real angry at me for holding him up a good 5 minutes while I was walking around the grounds, just said, "Next time, be on time when we're holding a meeting that you're going to be in on." A very measured reply, dear man, for somebody who had been up until 5 o'clock, wrestling with a problem of the magnitude that he had. Then I went down to the theater with Simone to view some of the ABC film. A cold, wet spring, everything mitigating against us, had kept it from being as good as it could be. Well, we can just work. Lunch on a tray, and then makeup, Simone and Mrs. Brown helpfully hovering, and then to the South Grounds for the enormous crew it takes, John Secondary in charge. A good script, but most of this I just talked, because this is a familiar feel that I know and love. 3.5 hours, and it'll probably be 2 or 3 minutes on the screen. It's amazing what a lot of work goes into these things. And then to get dressed for the second big event of the day, the return reception by President and Mrs. Park, at the Mayflower. One of those enormous, barbarous things. I'm sure everybody does their utmost to make them gracious and lovely. And indeed, the table was magnificent. A regular banquet. And Mrs. Park, like a flower, in her brilliant red Korean dress with white birds of good omen embroidered around the hem. I was told that it symbolized Mrs. Park's good wishes for the happiness of the President and the First Lady of the United States. The only trouble is, there are thousands of people, or so it seems, in a room meant for hundreds. The population explosion is certainly getting to politics. Lyndon towered over most of them and made his way purposefully enough. But Mrs. Park and I did our best to follow, speaking to right and left, smiling and shaking hands, totally ceremonial, and hardly a chance for a real warm encounter. We were home early, and Lyndon and I had an early dinner for him, 8:30 or so. And then, really, totally tired, he was in bed at 11. I have no estimate of President Park, but Mrs. Park certainly got an A with all who met her for her role. Interest, graciously expressed, beauty, and an untiring gratitude for all the things we wanted to show her. A lesson to me and all who go on foreign missions.